as part of a symbiotic relationship where neither could be separated from the other? What if marketing was intrinsic, not something to hand off, but rather something to bake in? Traditional marketing makes you feel uncomfortable because you know in your heart that you're interrupting people, just as you've been interrupted when you've been on the receiving end. Years of fending off cold calls about average products, ignoring banner ads for services we don't want, and changing channels as soon as adverts come on have taught us that marketing is annoying and that people who do it are not to be trusted. The interesting thing, though, is that we're all marketers. As humans, we are hardwired to want people to agree with our worldview and to belong to our groups. We've had to find ways over the centuries to make people understand us. And although we may not view persuasion in that non-work setting of our life as marketing, if you eat your greens, you'll grow up to be big and strong, for example, that's what it is. It isn't the what of marketing that has gotten it a bad rap, but how we've done it and the shortcuts we've taken in the past. But it turns out that if we work hard to show people that we care, they care back. Research conducted into how people are persuaded proves that the way we are treated and the way that treatment makes us feel affects our opinions and our behaviour. We give bigger tips.